Pentecost. Happy birthday of the church. Happy day that the Spirit descended on the apostles with tongues of fire and brought people from many places and walks of life into a shared understanding. Also, happy Memorial Day weekend. Take some time over the next couple of days to offer a prayer of deep gratitude for those who gave so much for their country and for those of us who enjoy the freedoms that they have given their lives for. Finally, at least for now, happy Commissioning Sunday for our youth missionary team who will embark on a mission trip to continue to rebuild New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. This is a big day in the life of the church, and in the life of our country, and in our parish. Today, the Church Universal will celebrate its birth by the sending of the Holy Spirit. But if we look back over Scripture, we find that God's Spirit had been working from the beginning. God's Spirit breathed life out of darkness, life out of chaos. In Ezekiel, we hear the story of the dry bones where God's prophet tells God's people that God can bring life to those dry bones. Ezekiel prophesies as directed by God. He says, "Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, I will put my spirit within you and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." Upon this hearing, this reading from Ezekiel about the dry bones, many of us are immediately reminded of the old children's song about Ezekiel and them dry bones, which is a short course in bone anatomy in ascending and descending order. Being reminded is a good thing. Remembering is a very good thing. That is the crux of what is going on in that song and in that prophecy. As the bones are being remembered, reconnected, so are God's people being remembered and reconnected. They're given new life. The same Spirit that breathed in the first creation is again breathing life in God's lifeless people and resuscitating them. God is bringing them out of their graves. If we hear this literally, then we run the risk of imagining zombies, something like Michael Jackson's Thriller. But I feel certain that's not what God wants us to envision or hear from Ezekiel. There are many ways of being dead and spiritually dead, having no life with God, is much worse than being physically dead. Especially if we are who we claim to be, those who have been given the promise of eternal life with God. This same Spirit came to the disciples with a roar and a rush of wind and filled them in a way that jolted them out of their fear and security and sent them out into the streets of Jerusalem, telling everyone they knew what their experience with Christ had been. That in itself is astonishing, but the even more astonishing event on this day of the Spirit is that the people actually understood what the disciples were saying. Can you imagine being part of a meeting of the Anglican Communion, all 164 countries, and being able to communicate without needing a translator? That would be a feat. But wouldn't it be even more amazing if we could all truly understand each other? Not just the words that are being said, but the intent and the experience of the other. On this day, they understood each other. They heard each other. They related to each other. They were remembered one to another, brought together through the Spirit of God. Jesus refers to this Spirit as the Spirit of truth. He says that he will send the Spirit, the advocate, to testify on his behalf, to continue to support, encourage, and teach Christ's followers. We want that Spirit of truth. We yearn for it. We've been told that the truth will set us free. We want to be freed from untruth and misdirection. We want to have all the answers and be certain and sure. We want our world and our lives and our decisions to be black and white. Jesus promises that that Spirit will come and be our guide. He also says, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. The Spirit will guide you into all truth. Truth, it seems, is a process, something that we must be guided to, not something that is black and white, cut and dried, as we would have it be. Do you remember being the moderator between two people when they were at odds with each other? Each one comes to you and tells you an entirely different version of the story at hand. Each one is 100% certain that they are telling the truth. And each is their truth from their perspective. Truth is often a matter of perspective, and is most often found in the middle of different perspectives. Thankfully, we have the Holy Spirit as an advocate and guide if we allow ourselves to be guided. As you came to church today, you were given a flame with a word and a prayer on it. These are the expressions of the Holy Spirit as described by Isaiah. They are knowledge, understanding, reverence, wisdom, fortitude, counsel, and fear of the Lord. The flame of knowledge defines knowledge as a gift which enables us to discern what we ought not to believe. The flame of understanding states that this understanding seeks knowledge beyond the surface of things in order to grasp their spiritual significance. Reverence is the gift of the willingness to worship God and respond to the divine presence in our lives. And taking that a step farther, the divine presence in every moment and everything. Wisdom is the comprehension of God and all things divine insofar as is humanly possible, allowing us to love as God loves. Fortitude is like courage, helping us to draw nearer to God and do what is right in spite of fears and difficulties. Counsel helps us to know what to do in specific situations so that we might act as God would have us act. That flame actually reads as we would act as God might act, but I think that's a bit bold for us to assume to know. Fear of the Lord, as the flame's description reads, is sometimes called awe. It's a healthy respect for the power and majesty of God, who is not a source of fear, but a loving Father. The Spirit of God is the giver of every good gift, and each of us has been given gifts from this Spirit of truth. The word on your card might be a helpful guide for you to a piece of truth. There may be a different word that speaks to you today. Feel free to take others as well. Put them in places that you will see and be remembered and guided and fed and set ablaze. There's a prayer that is well known to many here. It engages the power of the Holy Spirit and asks that God's Spirit renew and recreate. It asks that dry bones be brought back to life. If you're familiar with this prayer, please pray it with me, either aloud or silently. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations through Christ our Lord. Amen. When we ask for the guidance and support of the Holy Spirit, we open ourselves to unknown possibilities, for tongues of fire, for remembering, and for truth that will set us free. Thank you, God, for the ever-flowing Spirit that you pour out on all those who love you. Amen.